Hi, I'm David Boyer, and I want to let you know we're in our March membership campaign. We are listener-supported radio, and twice a year, we ask for your help. I invite you to contribute right now to support local independent journalism. Go to kalw.org and click donate. Thanks.
KALW.
You may be feeling there's a lot of ugly things happening in the world right now. Well, we're going to pause and talk about discovering beauty. Writer and educator Vanessa Rochelle Lewis was bullied for her dark skin, body size, and sexuality. She did a lot of personal work to love and embrace her full self and decided to flip the idea of ugly. Vanessa is founder of the Reclaim Ugly movement, which hosts workshops and conferences to help people heal from what she calls internalized impacts of uglification. She spoke with KALW's Janae Darden on why she says ugly stands for uplift, glorify, love yourself.
The way you described yourself is a range. From
yes.
educator and performer to a fairy mermaid gangster for the revolution to a dom mistress.
Oh, yeah.
So who is Vanessa?
Oh, my gosh. Who is Vanessa? First off, I'm going to say I am too big, too juicy, too dynamic to fit in any category. So I had to have all the categories.
You have all the categories.
Break the boxes with my whips. So I'm an artist and I'm an activist, and the main way that I engage with my activism is through art and through connection with other people. I think a lot about how we exist in the world. I'm really interested in imagining a life where everyone, regardless of age, race, breed, whatever, gets to center pleasure and joy. And I'm interested in pleasure and joy because I know that if we're centering pleasure and joy, it means we're eating well, we're sleeping well, we're well rested, we're not trying to be in competition with other people, we're not fighting other people. And if we're eating well, sleeping well, well rested, and not in competition, it means that we're living a liberated life. Right? And I'm here for liberation. So I think that's the best way to describe me.
You grew up in L.A.
I grew up in South Central Los Angeles.
You grew up in South Central L.A. And I've lived in L.A. So I know what that community is like. I got a lot of love for South Central L.A.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. is a place where upholding the beauty standard.
Oh, yes.
Quote unquote, the beauty standard is serious.
Very serious.
It's serious. And you went through a lot as a kid.
I went through so much as a kid. So I want to start off and say my parents taught me that I was beautiful from the beginning. They always told me, you are beautiful. You are a beautiful little dark skinned girl. And I believed it with my whole heart and soul until I stepped out my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the world was like, psych, just kidding. Why are you so dark? Why does your forehead look like that? Why does your teeth look like that? Why doesn't your hair grow? Et cetera, et cetera. And by the world, I mean other little children, and specifically other little black children. They used my blackness as an excuse to be mean to me,
mm-hmm.
which means that they were being mean to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you don't realize that, because I went through something similar growing
yeah.
up, colorism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize that as a child, when your own people are picking on you about your skin complexion, that it's also a reflection of their own
self-hatred.
Yes,
their own pain.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, it took me damn near 20 years to get to the point where I understood internalized racism and how internalized colorism is about surviving in a white supremacist society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about figuring out how to feel beautiful and worthy in a world that tells us our dark skin, you know, and the darker your skin is, the least worthy, the least intelligent, the least capable you are, you know. So I internalized it a lot. And the way that I internalized it as a child was a desire to escape the hood. What I eventually realized, and it's because of a librarian. Oh, my gosh. Yay, writers. So I had this librarian who realized I was always, like, renting out lesbian books from our school library.
Okay.
And she gave me this book called Does Your Mama Know?, which had Audre Lorde and Pat Parker and all these amazing black feminist writers.
Mm.
And I was in love with their writing, and I started reading more, and I learned about internalized racism from these amazing Black lesbian women. Mm-hmm. And it changed my relationship to my body and to my classmates, to the Black kids that I grew up with. I started to have compassion. I saw that this thing, colorism, and specifically the way we uglify ourselves, is a result of what was done to us. I've decided that part of my goal, part of my vision, is to imagine a world where we all love each other just 'cause. Beauty is an opinion. Ugly is an opinion. How do we get in touch with our own personal selves enough to understand what we actually find beautiful? Not what we're spoon-fed to believe is beautiful or spoon-fed to believe is ugly, straight out coerced and forced to believe is ugly. But what do we really, what lights our souls up when we see it, when we taste it, when we engage with it? So when I think about like this fear of being ugly, I'm like, what is it really a fear of looking away a certain way? Or is it a fear of the way people treat you when they think you look a certain way? And if the fear is how I'm going to be treated, then we need to create a world where people are treated well. And I think that's one of the principles of this organization, Reclaim Ugly, is that we are healing with celebration. We are going to heal with joy. We are not about to continue to swim in the pain of our trauma. You know, we're fighting back that trauma with as much pleasure and feel good as we can.
So can you pass on some of your magical advice for people who have kids who are struggling with their looks because they don't fit into a box of color or of gender, of sexuality, of body size, of you know, ability?
I just want to say, I think the first thing to do is celebrate your children as frequently, as much, as often as possible. Celebrate them for who they are, not what they look like, not what they've accomplished. I mean, celebrate these things, but celebrate them for their existence, fully and wholly. The second thing I'm going to say is, and this is, I think, something vulnerable, but I would ask parents also to, like, check out your gaze. What messages are you unintentionally giving your children in regards to how you see yourself, how you treat yourself? What are you telling them when they decide how they want to dress, when they decide how they want to present themselves? Are you affirming that they deserve to live in a world where they can be whoever they want? Or are you asking them to change themselves so they can fit in and have things a little bit easier? So I really, you know, I think that we can big our children up, but I also really want to have a conversation about how do we parent our babies and how do we parent ourselves in front of our babies and what messages are we giving then? I think if your kid is struggling with self-esteem, like, you need to honor yourself in front of them. The world can be cruel. The world does uglify people. No matter how many times I tell you you are beautiful, you are going to leave this house and somebody is going to have something to say. That's about them.
What about, what advice do you have for adults? Because there's adults still walking around perpetuating this uglification.
Absolutely.
Because they don't feel beautiful.
Yes. So the first off, I think the biggest thing I'm going to say is, who are you surrounding yourself with? Like, what are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with friends and people who uplift you, who glorify you, who love you no matter what, who are going to give you the affirmative, kind, encouraging feedback and support you need, that are going to hold space for, like, the real genuine healing process? Or are you surrounding yourself with people that might reflect back dominant views around what's beautiful and what's not? So really make some choices around who you surround yourself with. Then, What media are you consuming, right? Because we're feeding our bodies something. We're feeding our hearts and our brains something. So what are you feeding yourself? What ideas and what bodies are you feeding yourself? How can you consume media that's going to make you feel good about being alive?
Mm-hmm.
That was Vanessa Rochelle Lewis, founder of the Reclaim Ugly movement. She was speaking with KLW's Janae Darden. Now, Vanessa did have an event. It was postponed, of course, but she's hosting an online Reclaim Ugly open mic. It's this Friday at 6 o'clock, and you can go to klw.org to find out the details.